Our next speaker this evening is Elias Brockman, a philosophy and political science major from Salem, Oregon. Elias.
It is amazing how much a person can change in just 4 years. All of us have. Change is the one thing that can always be counted on. Heraclitus, the ancient Greek philosopher, said that you can't step in the same river twice. It won't be the same river, and you won't be the same person. So, how have we changed after having stepped in this 4-year-long river? What have we learned? These are the questions we should be asking right now, before we disperse in 500 different directions to each make our marks on the world. What was the nature of our river? When we first got here, to Lewis and Clark, it was like the Nile. It seemed to be the longest river in the world, giving birth to culture and community, overflowing annually upon our fertile minds, bringing us together as nomads into a single class. For some of us, the river at times felt like the Amazon. Exciting, dangerous, filled with exotic creatures and perilous temptations, leading snake-like ever deeper into a vast and despairing jungle. At other times, it was the Mississippi, a calm, steady current taking us slowly but surely from Minnesota to Louisiana. But today, regardless of how different our lives and times were, our courses of study, our memories and goals, we are all facing the same river now, the Rubicon. The year is 49 BC. We are Roman soldiers led by Caesar, marching, maybe to our deaths, maybe to victory. We've reached a very thin river, and we know that once we cross it, there is no turning back. The die has been cast, my friends. There's no more time left. 4 years was all the time we had. We are crossing this river, and we're doing it now. The only question is, once we're on the other side, will we be equipped to face the challenges we confront there? Of course we will be. We are Romans. Maybe you didn't know this. Have you ever asked yourself what this hill was that we've been living on these past 4 years? This Palatine Hill? You ever wondered where that name came from? It was said that Rome was founded by two brothers, twins, Romulus and Remus. They wanted to found a city, a great one, but they disagreed about which of two hills to found it on. Remus favored one hill, which he called the Aventine, and Romulus favored another, which he called the Palatine. After heated argument, they agreed that they would found the city on the Palatine Hill. But when Romulus was making the boundaries for the city, Remus crossed the lines, implying that the city's borders could be breached. For this insult, Romulus killed his brother, and on his brother's bones, the city was built, named Rome after its founder. The Aventine Hill was later incorporated into the city, and the less fortunate plebeians lived there, while the privileged patricians, the educated class, lived on the Palatine. We have spent the past 4 years on the Palatine Hill, and now we leave to conquer. Some of us will go on to work on organic farms. Others of us will join nonprofits, government, become entrepreneurs, scientists, artists, teachers. Maybe some of us will make enough money to give back to this fine institution of learning, who knows? But we will all look back to this place as formative for who we have become. We've met people here who we will remain friends with for the rest of our lives. We've come into contact with great teachers who have given us the most valuable thing a person can get, a liberal education. And let's just reflect on that for a moment. Many of us care most about wanting to remedy the great problems and injustices of our world. That's one thing that I think it's fair to say most Lewis and Clark students have in common. But there's only one way for complex political problems to be addressed, and that is by individuals who have cultivated their minds and hearts as fully as possible. If you want to lift a big boulder, you got to get strong. And if you want to get strong, you got to work out. And if you want to work out, you have to cultivate good habits. And that is what we've been doing these past 4 years. This isn't the end of our education, it's the beginning. Our minds are not fully cultivated, but the habits have been set, the seeds sown. And if they are good ones, then we will continue to grow, and those complex problems will be more approachable, our inner lives more rich, our characters more uncompromising, our integrity less impeachable. But we must remain ever vigilant to maintain these habits as we go forth into the world, or as Henry David Thoreau warned, we will find ourselves leading lives of quiet desperation, looking everywhere for happiness and finding it nowhere. When I came here as a freshman, I was curious, sociable, maybe a bit of a quirky bird. I expected my classes to be entertaining and my friendships to be fun. I saw my education as an opportunity to pursue happiness. Since that time, I've learned that happiness is not the most important thing, that there are goods worth pursuing even more valuable than that. Relationships are one of them. Knowledge is another. I've learned that friendship oftentimes involves making sacrifices for your friends. It requires a deep respect for them. And I've discovered that the pursuit of knowledge requires making sacrifices for the good of yourself and requires a deep level of self-respect. If you can look another person in the eye, tell them that you will do something, and know to the core of your being that you will be able to do it, then you are a person of honor. But if that person is you, and you're looking at them in a mirror, understanding that you will not let yourself down, that you will keep your promises to yourself, then you are a person of dignity and have successfully cultivated the good habits of a liberal education. If we possess these good habits, then as we go forth into the world, rather than being changed by it, maybe, just maybe, we will be the ones doing the changing. For when one has spent 4 years in a river, one gets considerably better at resisting the tide. Character, said Rousseau, is being able to remain steady in the midst of a whirlpool. So, let us take this step together as we leave this academic current and remember how valuable our time was here, and know that if our education has worked, we can handle whatever challenges we face. Congratulations and good luck.